On the line with us, we've got Yvonne Perez Emerson from the Curiosity Group. We're going to talk a little bit about the Curiosity Group and some of the great design work they do, but also about how they've integrated Adobe Creative Suite CS4 into their products, into their company, to really, you know, bring their products to life in just a variety of some of the work they do. Yvonne, thanks for joining Tech Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yvonne, tell us a little bit about the Curiosity Group. How long have you been around, and what is your main function? What is your design work that you do?
Well, Curiosity has been around for a little over 10 years, and we develop content to help brands tell their story better by inspiring and entertaining and educating individual consumers.
And you work in a variety of mediums, and you've had you have an enormous client list. We've seen some great projects, most recently some stuff with DreamWorks and Sega. Can you tell us about what elements of the suite you used for creating these designs?
Sure. Well, we just worked on a campaign for Sega where we used Illustrator, InDesign, Photoshop, and Acrobat. Sega came to us to help us. They wanted us to help design a banner campaign for their new game, Sonic and the Black Knight. But, of course, being Curiosity, we thought, how can we extend the brand even further than the gaming experience? So we proposed and designed a series of 3D paper crafts, which included a sword and player mask. We used Sega's CG art and began paper engineering. And we don't use any programs to build our paper crafts. We actually sit down, cut paper, draw templates, and then we bring them into Illustrator where we create our die lines first. Right. In the case of working with Sega CG art, we brought the dies into Photoshop so that we can use them as guides for positioning the art. And then when you're working with 3D, it can be a little tricky, so there's a lot of Photoshop magic that we had to perform while we were in Photoshop. After the art is applied to the die, we then bring it into InDesign, where we set text and develop the final layout. Then it's turned into an optimized PDF that we can download for the web. We also create a pretty extensive set of step-by-step instructions for each of our 3D projects, which we use Illustrator to draw technical illustrations for as a visual reference. Mm-hmm. And the projects that we just created for Sega have had about 70,000 downloads since going live in mid-March, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And the DreamWorks project?
DreamWorks, we do a lot of different things for DreamWorks. We work with them with their movie properties.
Mm-hmm.
So recently we just did a whole slew of projects for their Monsters versus Aliens stuff. And again, we use the same tools, Illustrator, Photoshop, InDesign, Acrobat, to deliver projects that fit within DreamWorks site and other partner sites.
So you would say, really, looking at it, and I saw that some previous work as well with Kung Fu Panda, that the Adobe CS4 suite has kind of worked into the fabric of the company. I mean, when you take on a project, do you look at it and say, okay, we can use elements of this, we can use elements of this, and bring it all together?
Yeah, sure. The working with it with the suite has been pretty seamless, and it's pretty intuitive. So if we know, for instance, that we're going to create a project that lives online and in print, and we may want to animate it when it gets online, we're definitely going to consider how we create our assets for them in the print space first.
Yeah.
So that we can use it online later.
Absolutely. Now, we talk about the seamlessness. How have the new tools that you found in some of these products actually saved time? And of course, when you save time, you do save money.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, using CS4 has made our jobs a lot more profitable by saving us a lot of time. Being able to set up a campaign and contain it in one workspace with multiple artboards is really beneficial, and that's something that we can do in Illustrator. There's no more searching multiple files for that one element, which is a big time saver. Also, I like the way that the control panels are now set up in Photoshop for adjusting layers. It's a little bit more fluid, and again, every little bit saves time for us. And then if we're working in InDesign, the pre-light feature is pretty cool. There, you know, as a print designer, there's nothing like being at press check and noticing you've missed overset type.
Right.
So with this function, it already alerts you, and that's nice. Particularly for our HP client, we tend to do a lot of work that needs to be set up for print, but actually may live online.
Right.
So we have to create our assets in RGB, including text and color and images. I like that I can adjust our pre-flight to detect if something is in the wrong color space.
Right.
Also, some of our projects may have, you know, more than 50 layers in them, and that's a lot of assets. So the new links panel makes it a much more bearable to manage them.
Well, we talk about, you know, when somebody is using, say, a product, and I've used, I think, everything from the original, you know, photo styler to Photoshop to, I mean, I've gone the whole gamut. When somebody takes a product like CS3, which I still thought is a phenomenal product, and they go, okay, it's time to step up to CS4, there sometimes can be that hesitation factor, thinking, what's going to be the learning curve? Did you find this to be something that was easily adoptable?
Well, for me, it was pretty quick and easy, but it had to be. I had less than a week to learn CS4 for the Adobe launch back in September.
Yep.
The programs are pretty intuitive, and jumping in was the best way to learn. In fact, I think with all of the Adobe projects, jumping in is, for me, is the best way to learn. I know when I started using it, I just kept discovering all this cool stuff, like the simple tab features. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing, but it was awesome. Also, the great 3D functions in Photoshop, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And because we tend to do a lot of illustration, and we use Wacom tablets here, I really love the blob brush. It was a nice extension when it came to drawing. I remember, you know, within like the first day, I just felt like a kid in a candy store when I first started playing with it. It was really fun. And, you know, right now I'm still discovering new features, but I developed a pretty comfortable workflow and pretty quickly using CS4.
That's nice, too.
I could never imagine using CS3 again.
Oh, it's funny because so many people I've talked to who have migrated to the CS4 are telling me, yeah, they appreciated CS3 for what it could do, but CS4 does have so many more tools, so many more features to it that, it, like you said, kid in a candy store, it really makes the job easier and adds some more fun to it.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, like I said, I had less than a week to do it, and I did it, and it was pretty amazing.
Now, you know, we know that Adobe offers, you know, many of these products as standalone. You know, if you're somebody who's just doing photo work, you could go out and just get that. But then later on down the line, you might find out, well, we need to integrate Illustrator to it, or then we got to put it into InDesign. It sounds like Curiosity Group has been able to tie all of that together. Do you really feel that having this suite, you know, whether it be the Master Collection or, you know, the Premium, is this really beneficial to companies?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine not having this suite. I think that's the only way to go. They talk and work with each other so well. It would be a shame to not be able to utilize the benefits they have working together.
Right.
Like, I couldn't imagine having InDesign CS4 without Flash CS4, especially if I was trying to save time and preparing files for an interactive space.
All right. Or for me, I look at how, wow, After Effects can now work with Flash. There's so many different elements of each package that are just phenomenal. Can you give
it's excellent.
Can you give us some examples, Yvonne, of say, in your workflow, how the integration of the projects has made the jobs faster? I mean, we've talked about how you've gone from one to the other. This is something you couldn't really do as well with CS3.
Yeah. You know, I think using CS4 from a production standpoint, it does well as delivering presentations. If I know that eventually a project we're going to be working on to be printed in a printed space was going to be animated online, our print designers can set up assets in a way where we can utilize the XML features in InDesign to Flash, thus saving us a few days in production. That's something that we could never have done with CS3. You can create a document in InDesign and export out a dynamic PDF file and video with video and animated pages, and I don't need to use a web designer to create something for me. I could do it myself, which is saving me lots of time, too.
This is great for you know, production houses, ad agencies, companies like Curiosity Group, where, you know, it's all in one now, and I think agencies are being called upon more to handle everything from web to print to video, the whole bit. So this allows you to be a full-service agency.
Totally. I think especially in this economy, you need to be able to wear lots of hats and be pretty versatile. So, you know, having programs and tools that will help you do that better is obviously beneficial.
Now, my daughter was really interested in the Princess Party Kit. You Curiosity Group helped design. Which Adobe products were used to put that together?
Actually, when that was designed, it was using CS3, Illustrator, Photoshop, and Acrobat.
Right.
And basically, you know, like I said, we did. I think if we would have had CS4, probably would have shaved off a few days of work with it, but we definitely were using those products.
It still came out great. Now, you have an impressive client list. I was looking at the client list, and I'm thinking, wow, Apple to Portland Public Schools. I mean, that's very an interesting range. You go from media to education. Has the Adobe CS4 products, when you're approaching a client and putting this together, kind of changed the way you do approach the project?
Well, yeah, I think I mentioned that before. I mean, if it's for a production standpoint and I know that we're going to take something from a print space to an interactive space, we're going to set up our assets accordingly, especially if we're going to use InDesign now with the XML features.
Yeah.
You know, bringing something from InDesign into Flash saves us a few days in production work. And also, if I want to deliver presentations or you know, a Rev 1 or 2 or something that I want a little bit more dynamic delivery, I can create that using InDesign and Acrobat, and, you know, those are things that we weren't able to do before. I'd have to have somebody actually make an interactive piece to deliver this interactive dynamic presentation, where now I can kind of use the features in InDesign and Acrobat to do it.
That's awesome. Now, Yvonne, I got to tell you, I was sitting in front of my computer during the CS4 launch. I watched the launch. 200,000 people saw this. Were you a little hesitant? I mean, when Adobe approached you and said, hey, we'd like you to kind of talk about how you use the Creative Suite product in the company. I mean, that had to be a little nervousness that set in.
Yeah. It was fun, but you know, I'm up to a challenge usually. I mean, particularly though, you know, I needed to learn, not only did I need to learn how to use the CS4 suite, but I needed to learn how to bring it into Flash and play in Flash a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've been in print for a very long time, and I haven't really had the opportunity to delve into Flash or the time, and you know, it was a little intimidating for me, I'd have to admit. But given that opportunity, like, okay, I had a week to focus, this was my mission, you know, and I did it, and I got it, you know, I took a piece from print and brought it into Flash, and I really like the way that you can change the workspaces now. Like if I'm in InDesign, I can make it feel like interactive, and it kind of gives me cues to what I need to do to bring it into the Flash space. And then when I get to Flash, I can change that workspace to be a designer. And then it just feels a little bit more comfortable and familiar with me. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. I can delve here a little bit longer. So I just kind of took... I had fun with it, learning the programs, and, you know, just went for it. And I don't know, I thought I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did. You really did. 199,000 people watched it. I mean, it was just an amazing number.
Hundreds of thousands of people, yeah.
Yes, isn't that great?
Yeah. I hope I looked good.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I said, oh, who's that? All right. So, Yvonne, you know, there's so many things that you're working on, so many different projects. What's going to be coming up for the Curiosity Group? And, you know, as you continue to look ahead, do you see more of the different elements of the Creative Suite 4 playing a role in those creations?
Oh, yeah, certainly. We are getting ready to launch a Facebook application we've created for HP, which takes some of our content we've developed over time and brings it into other spaces, which is awesome. You know, going into that social media and being able to utilize the tools that we use CS4 helps us with this. We're also working on some exciting new content for HP, Disney, and Sega. And, of course, we're always looking for new stories to tell and exciting new ways to tell them. And, you know, given what CS4 has done for our productivity right now and enhancement of our projects right now, I can't,
yeah.
You know, we're I can't see it not keep doing it for the projects that we have coming up in the future.
Now, for those companies out there that are looking for a design group that understands, you know, the finest software out there, that knows how to use it, that works well, and is obviously very creative. I mean, this, the stuff you've done is very creative, and it starts in the mind, but being able to put it to paper or put it to the web or put it to video, that's the next step. And obviously, you have the software and the tools to do it with the Creative Suite product. How do they find you?
How do they find us?
Yeah.
Well, they can find us on the web. They can. We've won a few awards. We're in... Well, I don't know. We're all over the place. CuriosityGroup.com. www.curiositygroup.com.
I like your website, too. It's got a very good feel to it. It's easy to work around. And for those people out there that want to try Creative Suite 4, I know they can do a 30-day download of the suite.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you feel that people who are using, you know, CS2 and CS3 can and actually get a feel enough about the program within that 30 days to really say,
this
is it?
I did it in a week.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. Well, Yvonne, it's great talking to you. And we're going to keep an eye on, you know, some of the great stuff that you're doing at Curiosity Group. And want to thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.